Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is DJ Medi, and you're listening to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, where we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, Ryan Fisher. Say hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
And we also have a pre-recorded interview that I did with an athlete. So we're going to play that later on in the show. But today we're going to get to know Ryan here. Ryan, yes, tell me more about yourself.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
And that's about it. That's all I do.
I recently
took up jiu-jitsu, so I'm in a lot of pain all the time. And trying to cut down on my carbs.
Awesome. And you brought your guitar with you today?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Tell me about your guitar. What brand is it?
It's a Gibson LG2.
Yes.
And had a nightmare last night that the neck got all cracked and broken.
What?
And I was demanding that the person who broke it replace it.
Oh,
that's all I remember. It was, an anxiety dream because I'm scared to be on the radio.
Oh, no. Yes. This is your first time on air, correct?
First time on air, yes.
Yes. Okay. So tell me about how you started playing the guitar.
I started playing the guitar when I was this is an on and off process over many, many years. But I started playing when I was about 13. I got my first guitar. And I went over to my friend's house, and he had a little crappy Dean Markley amp and a little a Harmony Strat, and he could play those three chords from the Rocky theme.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 and it was with the distortion. So I went out and got a similar setup and just played that pretty much. And I learned the intro to Sweet Child of Mine. And, that was about some Led Zeppelin riffs. I was a terrible guitar student, but picked it up again when I was in my late 20s and started writing songs. But around that time, I was just kind of doing it for myself, messing around. And I, wasn't thinking about public consumption or anything like that, or let alone playing live for anybody or sharing it with any friends or anything. I was hell-bent on being a filmmaker. That was my whole thing.
Right. Okay, and talking about catastrophes, we're going to play Emily Molloy's Catastrophe. And tell me, how do you know Emily Molloy?
I met her at this, one of my first gigs, actually, when I came out to Vancouver. I think it was about 2018 or 2019. It was in, a juice bar.
Oh.
Yeah, on Main Street. Yeah, I was really nervous. I don't know. I think I played eight songs or something. I mean, she went up there. She was really cool, really friendly, and just a force of nature. Yeah, and I really liked her, and her performance was very inspiring.
All right, here we go with Catastrophes by Emily Molloy on CJSF.
Catastrophes.
yeah. What an amazing voice. She is, I think she's playing with the Pistol Whip the Devil with Woken Up, Hasted, and I don't know how you pronounce this, Labyrinth. Yes, I think they have a show May 6th at the Red Room downtown. So, yes, check that out. And on June 10th, just off the grid with Haley Ahone and Papaya Given. That's happening June 10th at the Red Room. And we'll play some Haley Ahonen after. Okay, but yes, we're back with more Ryan.
Hello.
Oh, let's put your mic on. There you go.
Hello.
Okay, Ryan.
Good to be back.
Yes, like you said, and you're going to be playing some live music for us today. What is your first song? And tell me about it.
This is a song. It's called Something Digital.
Something Digital, yes. And tell me, how did you, I'm thinking something digital, something like I'm imagining something. How did you come up with this song?
With the song. Mm. The song was written over many years in fragments. It's one of the first kind of songs I wrote, actually. But so the music came. I had like an old classical guitar kicking around, and I wrote sort of the music for it. And a friend said, you should put some words and maybe a melody to that. I hadn't thought of that at that point, but I had this one. I didn't know what to sing over, so I just started messing around. When I used to make films, I got to go to this festival in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. This was a long time. This is back in like 2003, and I had this little Spanish phrase that I made up, "El toro y el torero," which means I am the bull and the bullfighter. Mm. So that was just something I was messing around with. I translated that and spelt it wrong in Google. Came up with the second line. If you take an R out of the torero, it's like tower and keeper. Oh. So I found that interesting, and then the rest of the song just kind of wrote itself in this weird way. And it was a strange experience. So yeah.
Okay. Why don't you grab your guitar and we'll see if we can hear you play.
All right. How's that? All right. And I think there's something happening here.
something going on here. Maybe something inimical is going on here. Must be something chemical. Or maybe something social is happening here. Don't you point your finger at me. Or maybe something digital is happening here. That's it, there's something digital.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was amazing. Oh my goodness, what is going on here? You are going live. That's what's happening. All right. Now, you're originally from Toronto. Tell me about Toronto.
Well, in my own limited fragmentary experience, it's very, very cold in the winter and hot as a sauna in the summer. Very humid. And what else can I say? I don't know. Everyone's probably happier there now that I'm gone.
And do you miss?
I don't even think they noticed, actually.
Do you miss the hot dog stands?
There's lots of good hot dog stands. No, I don't. I was not a big street meat eater.
Oh, okay. Because that's what my brother, he loved the hot dog stands.
The hot dog stands.
Yeah. Yeah, he loved that. And then also, do you say...
I miss Kensington Market.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
There's a lot of great neighborhoods in Toronto.
Mm.
It's a lot of fun, lots of culture, lots of live music, lots of art going on. And it's adventurous. It's cool.
And do you say T-Dot or do you say Toronto?
I say Toronto, yeah.
You do say Toronto.
When I say it fast.
You say fast. say it real fast.
Toronto.
Toronto. Toronto. Okay.
Run up,
yeah. All right. Okay. Let's get the next song.
All right. Let's play another song.
Sure.
Cool. This one is called I Forget. And this is a song. I wrote this song. I was actually thinking I was going to write this. A girlfriend of mine from a long time ago, who's married with many children now and probably doesn't remember me, but a long time ago, I thought I was going to try and write her a song to kind of maybe try to win her back or something. But when I sat down to remember the first time I met her, I actually drew a blank. And so subconsciously, I mean, I remember now even. I can recall, you know, meeting her. But for some reason, something in me was like, no, man. You're not going there, buddy. And it became more of a song about moving on. So I gotta start that again. I forget the first time we met and all the promises I never kept. I forget my last regret. I forget. It works for me and it's the only one I know. Guess that's why I'm kinda lucky. I've also heard the trick to life is attitude. Wish I knew how to put that one to use. I think I did when I was just a kid. But now I forget. I forget the first time we met and all the promises I never kept. I forget my last regret. I forget.
Amazing. Now, thank I you. Know you guys can't see Ryan, but I will post some photos on and videos on my Facebook there, and I think he's also going to be posting as well because you brought your camera with you. But yes, you can't see, but he's got these amazing tattoos. Please tell me about your ink.
Oh, my ink, yeah. This is, I actually just got this one a week ago today. Mm. This is a flying blue heron.
Okay, and what's the reason, what does that symbolize for you?
It has a lot of different symbolism in many different cultures. That's one of the things I like about it. But it's more like vigilance, you know, watching the blue herons are, especially in native cultures, known for their patience in there. They wait for the right moment to go in and catch the fish, you know. Mm. They'll wait for hours and hours, but they also just watch. They watch the surface, mm-hmm. and they don't react until it's time to react. Mm-hmm. So that's just something I want to learn more about in my life and just, you know, yeah, going through.
All right, so we're going to get to a break, and we're going to be back with more music.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Take no more heartache. No, oh, oh, oh.
amazing. Oh my goodness. Haley Ahonen. Yes, and she is playing June 10th with Just Off the Grid and Papaya Given. And that's at the Red Room. Okay. So let's get to my pre-recorded interview. So last week I interviewed Anthony Amenti. He is from the Coquitlam Cheetahs. He's an athlete. He's a runner, and they had a track meet. And so I interviewed him right after his race. So let's give it a go.
Yes. During the week prior as well. It's a lot of prepping.
Yeah, and then did you also train in the rain as well?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah. All weathers.
Yeah. All weather, rain, sun, snow, hail, everything.
All right. Well, you did awesome today, and I know the weather slowed you down a little bit, so hopefully your next meet will be better.
Yeah, definitely.
And I hope we'll see you in the Olympics as well. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thanks.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.